Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Good weekend. How was church? Anybody get saved? Was there an invitation? Oh, my friend, we had a great time when we were in Bristol, Virginia. Folks raised their hands for salvation. Yeah, they came to a Christian conference, SWRC, Southwest Radio Church Ministries, and still not sure about heaven. And then both of our invitations, at both the times we spoke, at least half the audience raised their hand, and God has spoken to them through the message, and that's important to know. Are we doing anything for God? Hey, one of the things that's happening now, and they released this down in Bristol, the 36-part television series, Invisible War on the Saints. Don't like to read? Hey, get this series, my friend. It'll be a blessing to you. It's available at swrc.com. 1-800-652-1144. That's swrc.com or 1-800-652-1144. The book, oh, it's available, InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. And this video series will be available there too soon. But for now, you have to get a hold of folks at swrc.com. 1-800-652-1144. Invisible War on the Saints, the TV series. Get it, my friend. It'll be a blessing. What in the world is going on? I was talking to some folks down in Bristol about, again, the race for the White House and what might happen if Biden stole it again. It wouldn't be a pretty picture in America. Well, now, President Donald Trump has warned America that if he isn't elected president in the upcoming presidential election, it's going to be a bloodbath in the United States. The 77-year-old made that chilling message while addressing supporters at a Buckeye Values PAC rally in Dayton, Ohio. Talking to that crowd in his red Make America Great Again cap, Trump said, "Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath in this country." I'm not sure I would have said that, but I think it would be awful if what's-his-name gets back in there again. And I don't think it's going to be anything special if Trump is elected. It's just going to hold off the inevitable for a few years. You know, so many are so dumb in America. How so? It's just hard to believe that standing in the wings, in case what's-his-name kicks off, kicks the bucket, is Kamala Harris. I mean, what a dimwit that could run this country. You know why she is Vice President of the United States. Of course you do. But here's something. Among people who are eligible to vote, not sure who those people are anymore. Anyway, she is less popular than Biden and Trump. And yet there she is. And you think about the awful 3 years we've had in America, and that woman is vice president, and still, the race for the presidency, say, is neck and neck. Yeah, we have absolutely moved into Moronville in America. Well, sounds like he's a little creep. Who's this? Well, Biden and his wife, Jill, in the inner circle, former colleagues rallied to the defense of a top aide there, who's been accused of sexual harassment. Yeah, nearly a dozen current and former colleagues of Anthony Bernal, an assistant to the fake president and top aide to the First Lady, have alleged he has a long-running history of bullying, verbal sexual harassment, including speculating on his body parts, which one staffer described as an attempt to make people feel uncomfortable and somehow have power over them. Yep. He sounds like a little creep to me, but they say that as so many things in this Biden administration, he'll be untouchable because he's very close to Jill. Oh, good grief, Charlie Brown. I think the continual theme is, want to run for office? Want to die? The man who was allowed to score 8 goals in a hockey game found even less resistance in his country's election, which the White House called obviously not fair, not free. Well, duh. 3 days of voting with no oversight whatsoever at the polls or any meaningful opposition ended with Vladimir Putin winning 6 more years as the leader of Russia, a position that he's held as prime minister or president since 1999. There was some pushback from citizens on Sunday. Thousands and thousands of supporters of late opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died in an Arctic prison last month under suspicious circumstances, made their voices heard, but that was kind of it. Still, with his landslide victory, Putin could soon overtake Stalin as Russia's longest-serving leader in more than 200 years. Got to agree with Netanyahu on this one. The Israeli prime minister shot back at scathing criticism from another net case, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer last week, saying Israel is not a banana republic and countries should not meddle in the electoral affairs of other democracies. Meanwhile, the first shipment of aid to Gaza by sea in almost 20 years, about 200 tons of food, arrived on Saturday. You know, there's some really creepy, demon-possessed human beings on the face of the earth. Lots of them right here. After arresting serial killer Gary Hilton outside a convenience store in Georgia, police were left anxious to learn about the body of a missing hiker, left with the overwhelming task of finding Meredith Emerson in Georgia, a section of the Appalachian Mountains. Police made a deal, they say, with the devil. Really? I went up to the jail where we were holding Hilton. I met with his lawyers. I asked them to go talk with him, and I told them that I wanted to know where Meredith Emerson was right then. That's the guy in charge, John Cagle of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. He said that in Blood Mountain. That's a real place. They talked to him for several hours and came out. They asked me if he would call the local prosecutor and see if he would be willing to consider taking the death penalty off the table for directions to her body. Oh, just sicko. Fox Nation is doing a two-part series called Blood Mountain, investigating the missing woman. Hilton was arrested January the 4th, 2008, as he was cleaning out his van, and they made the arrest 3 days after this hiker went missing while hiking Blood Mountain, the highest peak in Georgia's Appalachian Trail. Those who knew the woman said she was all about being outside. Meanwhile, the National Forest serial killer, as this guy became known, said he took Emerson deep into the woods, struck her in the head with a tire iron until she died. There were two crime scenes, one with her body and miles away, her head. I'll tell you right now, I never planned on letting her go. What a sicko. You know, as I share this story, I'm just amazed at how skillful some people are in their sin and their manipulation, and it's just amazing. I'm looking at a picture of a guy, looks like he's homeless. He wasn't. He's a former Chase Bank worker. He has been put in jail for 8 years, and he owes millions of dollars in restitution after running several fraud schemes. His name is Prinko Odura of Westerville, Ohio. That's near Columbus. He ran numerous scams and money laundering schemes while he was employed by J.P. Morgan Chase, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Really, he did. This 34-year-old guy pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $2 million from victims. Been ordered to pay that back. His schemes began in 2015 when he assessed and stole the personal information of at least 5 major Chase customers. He would then use this information to launder money that he acquired from romance scams orchestrated online, and that amounted to at least $1 million in March of 2020. I'll say again, it's just the way man can do these things is amazing. This is the only business in America I can do and make $20,000 a month and not get arrested, he said. Good. Oh, never mind. Where? Oh, you know that one, too. I don't know. What do you think this one is all about? A recent study by the Institute of Family Studies down there in Virginia shows an increase in the number of young adults expected to remain unmarried. The study led by the research team and Lyman Stone predicts that by 2050, one-third of today's 18 to 19-year-olds will not have married. This trend is linked to economic factors and changing societal values that see marriage as a personal achievement rather than a couple's success. Stone's research shows that the percentage of unmarried adults in the U.S. is at an all-time high. In 2023, 61% of 35-year-old men, 70% of 35-year-old women had never married. And that's a significant drop from 90% and 93% respectively in 1980. Changing trends in America. A look back. Oh, some new clues have emerged in what is one of the greatest mysteries of all time. What were that? Oh, the disappearance of legendary American aviator Amelia Earhart. Deep Sea Vision out of South Carolina announced over the weekend that it believes it's definitely captured compelling sonar images of what is Earhart's aircraft at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. That discovery made possible by a high-tech unmanned underwater drone and 16 members of the crew, which surveyed more than 5,200 square miles between September and December. The team spotted the plane-shaped object between Australia and Hawaii. That's about 100 miles off Howland Island, which is where Earhart and her navigator were supposed to refuel but never arrived. They say they found her plane. Any of you into basketball? Me, my boys, we love it. Used to be the ritual today would be to pick your bracket of all those teams in March Madness playing for the National Basketball Championship. The real madness is believing you have any kind of a chance of filling out a perfect bracket. The odds are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. If you were to pick each just by flipping a coin, some people do that, do a pretty good job. But if you know anything about basketball and you're really good at it, your odds really improve to 1 in 120.2 billion chances of winning. It's a crisis. The global chocolate industry is facing its worst crisis since Willy Wonka. Demand for chocolate is vastly outweighing the available cocoa supply, leading to skyrocketing cocoa prices, which will inevitably make its way to your chocolate treat in the supermarket. Well, this is horrible. This is the worst of all news today. Yeah, right. Well, some big days this week, hey? Do you recycle? I used to. I don't recycle anymore. Just my thing. It's Global Recycling Day. Pat yourself on the back and... Why not? Tomorrow, now there's a special day. The first day of spring. Little flowers outside here in Fort Wayne, Indiana are screaming. A blizzard has hit us today. What in the world is going on? I talked last week about, one of those video things for Facebook a year ago, Friday, and same thing. Yeah, everything was under snow. So, spring, hurry, tomorrow. Doesn't guarantee much other than it's the first day of spring. World Down Syndrome Day takes place this Wednesday. Something to think about. Something to pray about. I missed this one somewhere along the line. Robert Kennedy Jr., close to naming his running mate for his independent presidential bid. New Hampshire voters are suing the perpetrators of the Joe Biden deepfake robocalls leading up to January's presidential primary in that state. And finally, who said that? Just makes sense. If I need to show my ID driver's license to buy Sudafed, don't you need an ID to elect the leader of the free world? Nah. Oh, just in case you missed it, you need to know they're not trying to fix anything. They're trying to break everything and leave the thing broken. You might want to pay a little closer attention. Well, I like this one. Remember, Mother's Day is for moms, not men in dresses. Your day, sir, is April the 1st. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this brief message. Haven't done it for a while. Need to remind you, the big five, we preach it, teach it all the time. You need it every day. Reading your Bible, praying, especially for others, serving your fellow man or woman in and out of the local church service. That's what you got to do. Something. Make sure you have plenty of Christian friends. Make some. Yep. Got a fellowship with other believers to survive. And finally, I know most of you are already there. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. And, well, I've had my say. You know, sometimes we can become enamored with our own success. I mean, it can be in business or life overall, maybe your marriage, how you've raised your kids, all the wonderful things that you have done. I think I've experienced a little bit of that recently. Yeah, all kinds of accolades coming our way, from the preaching to the radio shows, etc. And after a while, you think, yeah, maybe I am somebody. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. You ever heard of Peter Ruckman? I'm sure many of you have. And there's still such a thing out there today as Ruckmanites. Peter Ruckman from Pensacola, Florida. I believe he went to Bob Jones University and wrote several books. I had an opportunity to be with him more than once on the platform. Great chalk artist, as he would preach the Word of God. He would always have a question and answer period in different sessions, especially if we were working at youth camps, etc. And kids would ask questions, or adults, and as they were asking the question, he'd be turning in his Bible to the point of reference, to exactly what they were talking about. And I was amazed. That was my first experience with a real mind, super, super IQ, I'm sure, way up there. But that's not my point. The point is that Peter Ruckman said this, and it's something I've never forgotten, and this has been decades ago. He said, probably in his lifetime. Now, here's a man who wrote many books known around the world, a lot of it controversy, but nonetheless, people pretty much in his era knew who Peter Ruckman was. He said in his lifetime, he had probably maybe done five things exclusively for God, getting no credit or even thinking about credit for himself. Now, isn't that something? I mean, in your giving, maybe you're doing some job in church. Maybe you're the pastor. You do specials or sing in the choir or any number of things. In his entire lifetime, and he grew to be pretty old, five times. Now think about that. And I thought about faith, realizing that I can do nothing without God, and neither can you. And our faith is really the heart of our Christian life, our Christian walk. By faith, of course, we're saved, and we receive forgiveness of our sins, and we enjoy a personal relationship with God, and hopefully it's an abundant life, according to John 10:10. And hopefully you have assurance today that you really are saved and heaven-bound. By faith, we experience the peace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. Through faith, our prayers are answered. Yet our lives, and especially our prayers, tend to be characterized so often by doubt and a wavering faith. Really, where does this come from? In the book of James, chapter 1, greetings. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into manifold temptations, knowing that the proving of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking in nothing. But if you lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It's going to be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. For he that doubteth is like a surge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways. Let me give you a couple things here. Waver, that's a good word, waver in your faith. Number one, we apply human thinking to our circumstances, don't we? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to, your own human thinking, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Sometimes God is going to require us to do something which human reasoning disagrees. Isaiah 55, 9. God says what? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Be careful of your thinking versus God. Number two, we allow our feelings to overcome our faith. It could be a sense of unworthiness, or you feel inadequate, and that can trip you up sometimes. Fear of criticism, or I'm going to fail, might cause you to doubt that we can do what God asks us to do. Again, He's doing it, not you. Number three, we fail to see God at work in our circumstances. I tell people, hey, no matter what state you're in, the condition of your life right now, maybe you're on top, maybe you're on the bottom, whatever, my friend, you should ask the question, God, how can I best glorify you in this? Doubts creep in when we have asked Him to take action and nothing appears to be happening. I'm an extremely impatient person. How are you? Being slowed down, I think, by age and health issues and other things has changed that a bit, but still, so many of us want it yesterday. And then you can fail and waver in your faith when you have guilt over sin. Maybe something right now, or maybe something that Satan reminds you of the past, which shouldn't happen, by the way. You can't operate with a strong faith serving God when you're under conviction of sin or dwelling on guilt over things that happened in the past, maybe years ago. It's a dangerous thing. And then finally, oh, we do it all the time. We listen to the whispers of the enemy. Satan is the father of lies, whose objective it is to have you reject the truth of the Word of God and believe his lies, the deception that he feeds you. Don't do that, my brothers and sisters. Don't. Nope. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep focused. I certainly preach this demonic message all over America, and sometimes it sounds like we're focusing on Satan. We are not. We are warning you about him and his minions, but I always tell the audience, you focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and glance at the enemy. He has you as a target. The minions of Satan are after you day in and day out, but that's another story altogether. How is your faith? How would you describe faith? Here it is, beloved. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. What is the condition today of your faith? Do the words sure, the words certain, describe you and your relationship with God today? And maybe this is appropriate. I'm not sure where I am in my faith. Well, are you sure you're saved? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you ever done that? Be the single greatest day of your life if you've trusted Christ as Savior. And then get on with it, my friend. This audience on Hello World, by and large, the majority certainly are Christians, and they understand this. And there's something. I've always said that I was never an evangelistic-type minister when I was on the road. I was a revivalist, if you will, talking to Christians and getting them back on track, doing that 180 and getting back to God. The church, individuals, yeah, I loved it. Loved it then, and I love it now, my friend. Where are you? How strong is your faith today? And finally, remember, things are not always as they seem. This gal said, my 85-year-old grandpa was rushed to the hospital with a possible concussion. The doctor asked him a series of questions. Do you know where you are, sir? Yep, in the hospital. What city are you in? Raleigh. Do you have any idea who I am? Yep, Dr. Hamilton. My grandfather then turned to the nurse and said, I hope he doesn't ask me any more questions. Why, she asked. Because all of those answers are on his badge. I don't know. Hey, join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I know, I laugh too much at my own stories. That's the way it is, Monday, March the 18th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless.